Today's podcast will cover week 5 of 5 on incident reporting and root cause analysis. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
If something goes wrong in your facility, how you respond matters just as much as what happened. And that's where incident reporting and root cause analysis come in. These two things help us figure out why incidents happen and, more importantly, how to stop them from happening again. It's not just paperwork, it's prevention. Reporting gives us the facts, root cause analysis provides us with the fix. And when done right, the work is done hand in hand to build a safer warehouse or facility for everyone on the floor. And here's the thing, incidents don't always scream for attention. Sometimes it's a small slip, a near miss, or a pattern that's starting to form. Spotting it early and digging into the root cause can cause the next one from being a serious injury. Here are a few things to strengthen how your facility handles incident reporting and root cause analysis. We've actually covered a couple of these over the last several weeks, but they're just that important, and that's why they're coming up again. Number one, you want to start with the 5 whys. And we say 5, but it could be as many as you need, or as less as you need. If something seems off, ask why. 5 times in a row, or again, as many times as needed. It sounds simple, but it helps peel back the layers. For example, a worker trips, why? There was a cord in the hallway, why? It wasn't secured, why? The cable was missing. You get the idea. You're not just treating the symptom, you're chasing down the source. Number two, use a fishbone diagram for bigger problems. When things aren't clear-cut, bring in the fishbone diagram. It maps out possible causes like equipment, process, people, or environment. It's great for breaking down multi-layer issues without getting overwhelmed. Number three, write it down, all of it. Don't rely on memory. Document what happened, what was found, what was done to fix it, who was involved, when it was reported, and immediate actions taken. If it's not written, it didn't happen. Number four, you want to look for trends over time. One-off incidents are one thing, but it's the same kind of issue that keeps showing up, then there's a red flag. Reviewing reports monthly or quarterly can reveal patterns before they lead to bigger problems. And last but certainly not least, share what you learn. Don't keep it locked in one department. If a root cause is found and corrected, others can probably benefit from it as well. Post it on a safety board, bring it up in shift meetings. Use those lessons to raise the bar across the entire facility. As always, these are potential tips for you to follow. Please be sure to follow the rules and the regulations of your specific facility. Incident reporting and root cause analysis aren't just for when something goes wrong. They're tools to help keep things going right. When you treat every incident or near miss like a clue and not just like a checkbox, then you're building real safety awareness and safety culture. The more eyes on a process, the better. Everyone in your facility are going to help spot hazards, flag concerns, and push for fixes that last. It's how you stop repeat problems before they start. And thank you for being part of another episode and another month of Warehouse Safety Tips and our topics. Until we meet next time, have a great week, and above all else, stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.